Speaker 1.
Let me tell you about my experience of working abroad. At the time, I was working as the regional financial director of a construction company with a division in India. Part of my job consisted of meeting senior bank executives to arrange bank guarantees and credit facilities. Once, I went to a meeting with the chairman of a bank in Mumbai, and when I went into his office, I was surprised to see a shrine set up on the table where discussions were going to take place and incense was burning in the room. After the customary greetings and introductions, the chairman then turned on some chanting music. I asked what the music was, and he told me that it was Indian mantra music to help create a good atmosphere in the meeting. The Indians believed it encouraged a positive outcome. It was quite a different experience to doing business back at home. I had never seen this kind of thing before. Another thing is that in countries like India, employees will hardly ever tell their bosses that something is not possible. Saying no is often considered loss of face. By loss of face, I mean embarrassing a person in front of others or offending them. And this can, of course, lead to problems in the workplace. While I was working in India, I often experienced this problem firsthand. For instance, employees didn't report problems because they didn't want to give a bad impression to their bosses.
Speaker 2.
While I was living in Kenya, I discovered that optimism is highly valued in Kenyan society. It's reflected in the popular catchphrase Hakuna Matata, which means no worries. This idea of Hakuna Matata sometimes caused conflict at work and led to missed deadlines. You know, people didn't finish a task or a report by a given time. When I was working in the office in Nairobi, workers preferred to agree to deadlines without questioning them. Later, they admitted that they couldn't meet the deadline, even if they had previously agreed to it. I found it very frustrating. On the other hand, being surrounded by optimistic people helped lighten the office atmosphere and often diffuse stressful situations. So, that was the positive side of Hakuna Matata.
Speaker 3.
While I was working as a supervisor in a call center in Delhi for a multinational, I had to report to my boss in Los Angeles. It was very stressful working in customer service. We had to deal with complaints on a daily basis. The last week of the month, my American boss was insisting on me sending a report with our latest figures for resolving complaints, and I had promised to send them to him. But then we got very busy. A lot of my co-workers had fallen ill with a virus that was going round, and I was working really hard. I was going to work early, and I was leaving late at night to cover for them. So I didn't have time to reply to my boss. It was unlucky because he had wanted the figures by the end of the month, but I had to prioritize. Then he started sending me urgent emails with red flags and written in big, capital letters, and that was the equivalent of shouting at me. He had also copied in my colleagues. I mean, he shouldn't have written in capital letters, right? He should have picked up the phone and talked to me. Of course, that wasn't easy because of the time difference. And I know Americans are stricter about time, but he didn't have to shame me like that. Thinking about it, I wanted to create a good impression because the company culture was very competitive. So I didn't explain all the problems we were having. That was my mistake. But the worst thing was he had copied in all the team. It made me look really bad. It was so embarrassing. I couldn't work there after that. So I quit my job. I didn't go in the next day.